Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Mailbag Episodes, where we play your voicemails and read your reviews, if they're worth reading. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
I think we got one review about confusion about our true crime episodes versus what we're doing now. So I just want to clarify, even though I've clarified before, our true crime episodes are available still, but they're on Patreon. So we are still doing new true crime, occult, supernatural, etc. Episodes with Maria 2 to 3 times a month, but they are on Patreon behind a paywall so that we can make money for our work.
Right, because ad sales are down drastically everywhere.
Yes. So for the work that we put in and the research and the recording hours, we have put it behind a paywall. If you like entertainment news, mailbag, and 90 Day Fiance, we are still releasing 3 episodes a week for free on the feed, but they are going to be entertainment news kind of stuff. So that's that.
There you go.
Yes. Is there anything that we need to read, or should we get into voicemails?
We did get a email about, so this is from Rachel. About Red Lobster gift cards.
Oh, I just spilled Celsius on myself.
Hi, Allie and Melissa. Not sure if you remember me, but I'm the one whose grandma gets them Red Lobster gift cards every year for Christmas.
Ooh.
Oh, we remember. Well, she's back at it again. My husband and I went ham this year with unlimited shrimp, baked potatoes, pasta, and sparkly drinks.
Fuck yeah. They were
a specialty drink for Christmas.
Wow.
Hope you guys had a great holiday season. I'm always looking forward to a new episode. La, la, la. Rachel.
I saw someone on Twitter actually say they bought the Cheddar Bay Biscuit mix.
Oh, and it's good.
I've had it before too. I got the gluten-free, which I wouldn't recommend, but they made the biscuit mix and then they put it in a waffle maker.
What?
Yeah, you know, like the waffle presses?
And they made waffles out of it.
And they made Cheddar Bay Biscuit waffles.
Oh my God, that's
genius.
And
I thought, now we're talking. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like put some, use that for chicken and waffles.
Because you get more like the
waffles.
Crispy outside. Yeah. Fuck, I have some of that mix in my kitchen.
Maybe I'll buy some today.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it tastes exactly like Red Lobster.
Yeah, it's good.
They figured it out. Well, it's time for some voicemails.
Let's get into it.
Oh, hello. This is Amber from LA. Taylor Swift. Concert friend.
Oh, we met at Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
The most recent mailbag episode. Not mailbag. Rainbow News. And you're talking about Spathiri, which I also, I'm not that big of a Spathiri. I don't do any of this. However, I paid enough attention to know that, like, her wearing a certain color means something. So, yes. You guys were referencing in the Zippo News that there's, like, a theory that she wrote a book or whatever.
Oh, our guy. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But she's been wearing a lot of green lately, which is, like, supposed to tell us something, I guess.
Is
and
it?
What I would love for you guys to do is do a deep dive on the book The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Huh?
Because I've heard the theory that Taylor Swift wrote that one. I forget the name of the author, but it's something that, like, sounds kind of like Taylor. It's like Taylor Jenkins, I think, is the name of the author. And that book is about, oh, I don't want to spoil it. Close your ears if you're going to read that book right now. So in the book, the girl is interviewing this old Hollywood actress, and she's been married 7 times, and the whole question is like, which husband was the one that meant the most to you, or did you actually love? And the truth is that she was a lesbian the whole time. And so Everybody's like, oh my God, this author doesn't exist. Taylor. Taylor Jenkins. And the stories about a very popular, like, famous person being secretly gay this entire time. This whole green thing. The girl on the cover is wearing a green dress.
Oh, boy.
And Taylor Swift's been wearing a lot of green lately. So all I'm saying is if she ghostwrote anything, maybe she's ghostwriting a ton of books right now, and maybe that's also one of them. Please do more research than me and do a deep dive on this, because I'm curious. Anyway.
So The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo is a historical fiction novel by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Published in 2017. But Taylor Jenkins Reid also wrote Daisy Jones and the Six, the book.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
One True Love's Malibu Rising, Carrie Soto is Back.
Oh, that's a lot of books, though.
Yeah.
Taylor's not writing that many books.
No. My theory is that Taylor doesn't have time to write books.
No, I don't think the... Yeah, no.
I
think we have to drop the Taylor's an author thing.
I don't think... Taylor's not writing... I don't think Taylor's writing books.
I don't think so either.
I'm just going to throw it out there. If it turns out she's writing an Argyle, we'll admit to being wrong.
But I think we have to...
I don't think, like, I know, because she does wear colors and she does hints, like, for her albums and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
It's confirmed that she does do that stuff.
She does do that stuff, yeah.
I don't think it goes beyond her music.
Yeah, I don't think it does either.
I just don't think it does.
Sorry, guys. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, next message.
Hi, Ellie. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
It's Angelica.
Angelica.
I am, like, really sleepy right now, but I wanted to call because I just saw the movie Anyone But You.
Oh,
that's a Sydney
it,
Sweeney
so, like,
one, I think.
I was excited to see it, and honestly, it was, like, really good.
Surprising.
Yeah, I would recommend you guys to see that.
Okay.
It was, like, I don't know, it wasn't cheesy, and, like, it wasn't predictable, and it was, like, very cute, and...
Oh, with Glenn Powell.
Yeah, I really loved it, enjoyed it, so that was fun. And then I also saw Wonka last weekend, and I don't know, man, it was just felt so blah. I was emotionally exhausted seeing Mr. Timothy Wonka Chalamet just get constantly screwed over the whole movie. Like, I could not take it. Like, oh, he's gonna catch a break. Something good's gonna happen, right? And then, no. 2 seconds later, like, homeboy's, like, screwed over again. I was like, oh, God, this is such a downer, low-key. I just felt like, if I had to summarize it, like, he was not, like, on the struggle bus. Like, Mr. Timothy was straight up riding the struggle. He was driving the struggle bus. So I was, like, exhausted by Wonka, but Anyone But You, I felt so happy after, and it was really fun. And I just got Portos, so I'm really excited to eat some potato balls.
Portos?
Oh, that sounds good. Oh,
that's nice.
Yes. Okay, love you so much. Bye.
You didn't see Wonka, did you?
No, I almost wanted to torrent it the other night. I was so bored. I heard it's horrible.
Yeah, I've just heard it's kind of like, eh.
I am not a Chalamet head. The only time I've ever really liked Timothée Chalamet is he did a movie with Steve Carell where he played like an addict. I can't remember what the movie was.
That movie was so something boy.
Yeah, and it was really good. Yeah,
something.
It was like an indie movie that was really like beautiful and beautifully acted. But other than that, I'm like not really into Timothée Chalamet.
You saw Lady Bird, right?
Oh, right. He was in Lady Bird.
That was like his first.
Yeah, played, like, I liked Lady Bird.
The cool high school boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, since then.
I like his sister.
Yeah, I had no idea he had a sister.
I know. They look exactly. They have the exact same face.
Little Women. He was good in Little Women.
Yeah, he's good. He's fine.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just not as excited about
not
him
hashtag
anymore.
Not my Wonka.
Right. Hashtag not my Wonka. Okay, next message.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers. It's Becky from England.
Hello,
Ali and Melissa. I'm Maria as well. Loving hearing her on the Patreon episode. I hope that you think I sound much more awake and happier today than I did from the last time I left a load of voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to my trauma. And thank you for agreeing that it was awful, because like...
Yes, are you kidding?
I literally remember it like a horror film.
Yeah.
Really awful. But there's three things I didn't mention. Two things bad, one thing funny. So one of the bad things is, you know, when I said that I asked for the pepidin injection and then they just went and got me it and gave me it. So I asked one person for the pepidin injection and she said, yeah, we'll do your monitoring. And then we'll give you it. So I was like, okay, no worries. So I went back to bed. And then a different girl came. And I said, and she just had the injections in her hand. But I said, oh, she said she needs to do the monitoring first. And she was like, oh, no, we don't have to. It's fine. So I was like, okay. And I wasn't going to argue because I was in agony and I just wanted to deal with it. But the monitoring is where they basically put like these like pads, like these circle things like on your stomach, and that's how they check the baby's heart rate and stuff like that. And as I said, 3 hours later, when the day stuff started, they realised that I wasn't okay, did the monitoring, and baby's heart rate was up and down like crazy because the cord was around her neck. So actually, if they had done the monitoring as they were supposed to, 3 hours earlier, they would have probably, I mean, it's very likely that it was the same situation then, because like I said, my hip was killing, and that's my hip was really, really hurting, and that's because the cord was around her neck, because her head was like on a side into my hip, that's why she couldn't get out. So if they had done the monitoring before they'd given me the pepidin injection, like they were supposed to, the heart rate would have been exactly the same, and they would have sent me upstairs. I'm sure they would. But if they didn't do that, so they just gave him the pepidin injection, and then the whole thing was again delayed. That's one bad thing. And the second bad thing is that, she basically forced me into the bath because she wouldn't do anything else for me.
That's so scary.
My waters had broke, and I just didn't know what to do because it was just leaking. And all I had was this room with a bed in it, and it was just getting wet. Sorry to be gross. So I ended up getting the bath. But you're actually not supposed to get in the bath after your waters have broke.
Right, bacteria.
Because it can
cause infection.
Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, when Bella was born, they did all the normal checks and something was...
There's a part two. Yeah, when your water breaks, you're supposed to go to the hospital because that's the protection of the baby.
Yeah.
The water, it broke.
She has to sue. Broken. She's got to sue this. Yeah. I mean, this is
fucked up. Yeah, you're especially not supposed to like be getting a bath or take a shower because you got infection. Okay,
part two. Okay, I promise I won't make it three. What was I saying?
I'm invested. Yeah, make it as much as
you
want.
Checks when she was born, and they said, oh, she might have an infection. So I had to stay in the hospital for a further 3 days after all that crap.
Oh, 3 to 4 days.
And I was like, so, and like, they wouldn't tell me if she had an infection or not, but like, they were giving antibiotics. My poor little darling had this catheter in her arm that was huge.
They were giving her antibiotics
every 2 hours. Oh, and really? I kept asking them if she had an infection. I was like, oh, we're not sure. We're going to give her antibiotics just in case, but we're not certain. And then in the end, I said, so did she have an infection? And I was like, oh, no, we don't think so.
Oh,
like, oh, get down. Down. Yes, down.
Get down,
now. Doggy. Sorry, that was my dog. And, like, they wouldn't tell me. And, like, it was really odd because, like, randomly staff members would come up to me and ask me questions about what happened. And I could tell that they all knew that it was bad, but no one wanted to admit it. So, like, I randomly just have a doctor come in my room and be like, so tell me about when your water's broken. What time was it? And what did you do after that?
They're worried about a lawsuit. They're worried.
I was like telling them, and I was like, right, okay. And then in the end, after 3 days of antibiotics, when Bella was okay, they were like, oh no, we don't think she had an infection in the end. And I just thought, so what was it then? And I was like, oh yeah, we're not sure.
And
obviously she did. So I think that she had an infection because I was in the bath for 2 hours.
Yeah, and they didn't want to have liability.
But no one's like wanted to admit anything to me because
that's interesting.
It's their fault, basically. Yeah. So that's something else that's going to go into my complaint. I've had a look into it already, and I've been speaking to people, and I keep being told I need to speak to this one particular woman, but every time I ring her office, all I can do is leave a voicemail, and I've left her 3 voicemails. So that's a work in progress. The third thing, which is a funny thing, which I thought you'd enjoy. So that the day that my water was broken, everything, I was trying all sorts for them to break, like walking around, on the exercise ball, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and nothing worked. And what actually did it in the end was I was sat on the hospital bed eating Burger King vegan chicken nuggets. And I had my sweet chili sauce, and I knocked the sweet chili sauce over. And it like tipped out on the sheet, and I went, oh, fuck. And I like jumped up to grab it, and my water's broke.
From the sweet chili sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's all that happened. Just jumped up out of bed, pick up the sweet chili sauce that I've not covered, and that did it. But anyway, that's all. I'm loving catching up with the Patreon episodes. Loving hearing Maria's voice again. It's so great. If you haven't done it yet, you got to do it. It's so great. And the jingle.
Oh, that's it.
She's like, I'm not doing 3.
That's everything she says. It just keeps getting worse. It's weird that they're asking her questions about it.
Well, because they're trying to like make a report on their end. We need to like crowdfund money for a lawyer. I'm so pissed. She's like way more chill than I am about this.
That's just so crazy. 3 to 4 days in the hospital after you had, like, we left after 1 day because it was so uncomfortable. You can't sleep. They're constantly coming in your room. Ugh.
I am pissed.
Given the poor baby had to have a little IV in its arm.
I am astounded. I'm like looking up like London.
London lawyers.
London lawyers. Best lawyers in London.
There's one.
Flights to London February.
Okay, next message.
Hey, crawlers. This is the girl with the flower scent from Brazil. What's up? Listening to your current mailbag episode, and I just have to say, how come Allie has never had summer sausage? I am shook.
Right?
I for certain have had some summer sausage. All right, girls. Love you. Bye.
All right, girlies. Bye.
All right, girls. Bye. Yeah, summer sausage.
I don't know.
You never had a piece of just this triangle.
I Googled it and I know what it is now.
Okay.
It's funny because I went to the market after and I like saw some
kind of
sausage.
Cheese plate or like
I've crudité. Seen it. I've seen it in the wild. I've just been skeptical of what
summer
it's all
sausage
about.
Truther.
Yeah. I don't know about this summer sausage.
Okay, next message.
Okay, this time it didn't even ring, like, one full ring. It went, and then it went to your voicemail.
Wow, that's jarring.
It's freaking me out. I don't have enough time to think of everything I have to say.
That's not enough time.
What did I have to say? Oh, yeah, this is Carly, by the way.
Hey, Carly.
Carly in Indiana. This is Carly. I just wanted to say that my VA claim still hasn't come in, and I still have a dollar to my name because payroll guy messed up our stuff, and we didn't get paid today. Also, my pipes have been frozen for 3 days.
No, what? Drop the Venmo, girl.
What happened?
Oh, struggling out here. But I wanted to make you guys aware of this podcast. I'm not trying to like shout out another podcast on your podcast.
Go for it.
But the name of it alone is absolutely freaking hilarious.
What is it?
It's called Who Shit on the Floor at My Wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And it's basically like a bunch of, it's like a real investigative podcast.
You mentioned this.
Someone shitting on a floor at somebody's wedding. And like, this is the description. A true story involving two brides and one turd. What do you do if someone defecates on the floor at your wedding? Reevaluate your friends and family? No, you launch an investigation to find out who did it. Join the brides and the extremely underqualified detective, Lauren Kilby, as they interrogate wedding guests, hook bridesmaids up to polygraph machines and speak with top forensic experts in an attempt to crack the case, because crime is not a laughing matter. Well, except maybe this one. And there's like 6 episodes and they're all like 20 to 30 minutes long. They like brought in experts and everything, and this is ridiculous.
I know, I haven't
also
listened.
I wanted to remind you guys of the 2009 Burger King Whopper sacrifice campaign, because I just saw a meme about that and I thought it was hilarious, where basically if you drop 10 friends on Facebook, you get a free Whopper. But they had to stop it because Burger King was notifying the people that they were getting dropped for a burger. Anyway, bye. Oy, 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 oy.
I've never heard about the Burger King thing.
Burger King Whopper sacrifice. They would give a free Whopper to anyone who would delete 10 of their Facebook friends?
That's so easy.
What? That's so strange.
That's really bizarre.
That's very odd.
And then they would tell the friends?
Well,
that seems like a lot of effort on Burger King's
side. They don't need to advertise a Whopper.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What up?
It is Tori from Kansas. Hey, y'all. Testing out your new number, which is funny because one time I like to listen in order, so I started listening to y'all back in September of 23, and it is now January of 24, and I'm in podcast episodes from 23. So I've caught up, but I clicked on one on accident once, like a recent one. This was in like October, and I heard this jingle, and it was really weird. And I thought it was like a joke or something. So now I know you did actually change your number.
We did.
But I wanted to say, hey, it's my birthday tomorrow. So
happy birthday.
Sunday, Monday with the roommates. And stay weird. Anyway, happy New Year to y'all. And love the gang. Oy, oy, oy. La, la, la. Oh, shit. I need to get the other way. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah, baby.
Next message.
Hi, crawlers. This is Jacqueline from Oklahoma. I have some updates on our house. Of course, you guys know we just got that new puppy, and he's doing wonderful, but
yes.
Some things have been happening in our haunted house. A few months ago, my daughter had a friend over, and she looked out in the field in front of our house, and she saw a figure standing there.
No.
What?
So that was kind of freaky. And then my kids were home for the holidays, and my daughter was sleeping on the couch in the living room, and she heard something in the kitchen, and there was nothing there. She heard someone walking around in the kitchen. There was nothing there. And then I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or to let the puppy out, and I came back into the bedroom and was going back to bed, and I saw what I thought was my husband walk in front of me.
No.
And I said, oh, because I thought I was going to bump into him. And he goes, what? And he was still laying in bed. So the figure that I saw walking in front of me was not a person. I don't know what it was. That was really weird. And then we were doing dishes in the kitchen. My daughter and my husband and I were doing dishes in the kitchen. And we were just kind of talking. And I was putting dishes away. And I felt something lightly, like a light pressure on the back of my neck. It was a little firmer than a tickle, but it wasn't like to the point where it hurt. I could just kind of feel it felt like fingerprints on the back of my neck. And I turned around thinking my daughter had, you know, touched the back of my neck, and she was across the kitchen. I said, oh my gosh, I just felt something on the back of my neck, and I lifted up my hair. She goes, yeah, it's kind of red there. So I think that was probably the craziest thing.
The spider bite?
I don't know if it was because we had been talking about the events that happened in the house that more things started happening. Because when my daughters are home, you know, they like to talk about it. And then there are a lot more things happened. It was really weird. But we're settling back to normal now that everybody's gone and back to the normal routine. Anyway, love to listen to you guys. Thanks for all you do. By the way, Becky's story about giving birth was horrible. I felt so bad for her. And lucky, I felt lucky that all of my births were pretty uneventful. Love you guys. Love what you do. Keep up the good work. La, la, la. Bye.
Yeah, your house is haunted.
Your house haunted as fuck.
Your house is haunted as fuck.
You gotta get some sage. Yeah, get some sage. Yeah, where does she live again?
What did she say? Oklahoma?
Is that close to John Tenney?
Kansas?
Where's
Tenney? No! Michigan.
Is Michigan close to Oklahoma?
Well,
I was gonna say you can
No, it makes it's the Midwest.
Maybe he'd drive over there and just do some sort of exorcism.
Oh boy.
Call into What's Up Weirdo podcast and ask what you should do.
Hi, Webcrawler. This is Jacqueline from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I had just finished listening to the latest Simbo news, and your heroes of the week were the dogs that were escaping. And there was a dog, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I saw it on Instagram. There was a dog that was escaping, I think it was a shelter or something, and he would go to the Dollar General and steal the same pink
I think it was a dragon or a dinosaur or something, and he would just do that continuously, the same pink, and it would be returned, and then finally then somebody just bought him the dinosaur.
Yeah, that's so adoption. Cute.
My daughter sent me a link today, so I just thought that was funny after your little hero of the week. That was a really cute story. Talk to you later. Bye.
Aw, the doggy so wanted sweet. A little pink dinosaur.
Yeah, what a good boy.
The doggy. The boy. Yeah. Good boy.
What a good boy.
Okay, next message.
Hello, web crawler people.
Hello.
It's Jennifer. I was just listening to the last mailbag episode. I forgot. I don't know if it's too late to say Happy New Year, but yeah, Happy New Year, whatever.
Whatever.
I was listening to the last mailbag episode where Becky was talking about her harrowing experience giving birth. I just wanted to say, like, for one, I'm from America, and I always assumed that the healthcare in the UK was better than it was here.
That's what I would
assume.
So
I'm really sad to find out that that's not true. Yeah. I also think it's crazy that they would treat a white woman that way. I imagine Becky's white. I don't know. But, like, the way she was talking, it sounds like things that a lot of women of color deal with here in America in terms of childbirth or really any kind of medical care.
Yeah.
So I just was really sad to hear that. And, you know, I just hope that you're doing better now. I hope you sue. I hope you sue the pants off of the NHS.
Yeah.
And, room for you, Becky, and hope mom and baby are doing well. And that's it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just assume other countries have better medical care.
I always assume that. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Denmark, as you always hear about how great the medical care is there, and the prisons there are like studio apartments.
Yeah. It's like Amsterdam, Copenhagen, like the Netherlands. Is that the Netherlands?
They treat their prisoners well. They treat everyone well.
Yeah. You get like 5 years maternity leave, like paid. Like it's just
and
all.
And you just get paid. They just give money out just to be alive.
Yeah.
Fucking America.
Why aren't we all living there? Why don't we just move there?
I know.
Because they don't want us. They're like, they no thanks. You don't contribute nothing to society.
Americans.
Yeah.
You leeches on society.
Yeah. You don't even know how to ride a bike.
You love hamburgers.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. It's Joran
Hello.
Calling. I'll make this very short. I'm listening to the Gypsy Blanchard episode.
Oh, yes.
And at the beginning, there was the thing with Maria looking at something, and then this is a great message so far. I'm gonna just keep rolling with it. Something about Phantom, and then Allie said, Phantom Thread sequel. But I don't know if that's just coincidental that was mentioned, because you know, the Phantom Thread in the end is sort of about Munchausen by proxy.
Oh, I've never seen the movie.
She keeps poisoning him in order to bring him back to health. So you probably intended that little joke, but if you didn't, then that's a fun coincidence. Good job. Okay, bye.
You should say you did.
I did.
You intended.
I intended. I did. Wow, very looks like good. I could have written Phantom Thread.
You could have. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Great performance.
Did you see it?
I did.
Hi, this is Sarah from Pittsburgh. I just listened to the message from Becky. Becky, oh my God, you are a champion. That is beyond not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mom of two and a doula. And
ooh.
Once your water breaks, you're not even supposed to take a bath.
Right.
You're essentially open to bacteria going in there. So I would absolutely follow up with some kind of lawyer or reproductive advocate group, that is bananas. Yeah, I had similar experiences with my two kids. Like, I felt like they weren't really listening to me, and they weren't taking me as seriously, and they weren't super quick to check how dilated I was or anything, and then it was like, oh, you're 9 and a half, and you can't get an epidural. That was my second one.
Oh.
But my babies came within, like, 3 to 5 hours after my water broke.
Wow.
But, yeah, you just are amazing. You're such a sweet, genuinely nice, good person. I'm sure that baby is going to be so loved. But, oh, my God, girl, not okay at all.
Yeah.
No. Not God. Okay.
Everyone's like, sue their asses, girl.
Oh, there's a part two.
Hey, this is Sarah again from Pittsburgh. Hi, Allie and Melissa. How are you? I didn't even acknowledge you.
That's okay. This is all for Becky.
But yeah, it's just been so nice listening to you guys. I actually just started listening to the big ones recently.
Oh.
And I was listening to one that you guys were on.
Oh, yeah.
It was so long ago. I heard the one that Melissa was on, like, when you recently started dating.
With Martin.
You know, like,
shut up.
It's just been so nice to, you know, listen.
That's
to
so
you guys,
cute.
You guys, like, grow and change over the last couple years. I feel like I know you, and I said you so many messages on Instagram, because I feel like I know you, but you don't know me. But anyway, I just wanted to call back and say hi, because last time it was just directly to Becky. Anyway, boyo-yoing.
Boyo-yoing.
That would be really funny to re-listen to.
That was, because when did they start the big ones? That was like 2017?
A long time ago. Yeah.
18? Yeah, like the first year or two that I started dating Martin.
When did you start dating Martin?
2016.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So how many years is that total? You guys have almost been together for like 10 years?
It's been
8 years?
It'll be 8 years.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
That's nuts.
I mean, because my longest relationship before Martin was like maybe 3 years.
Wow.
Like barely three, like two, 3 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's really fucking nuts.
But you lived with guys though, right? Or did you live with guys?
Yes. Yeah, I lived with two boyfriends before.
I've never lived with a guy before.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, wow. I would love to hear your first thoughts on dating.
I can't remember what it was. I think it was about like AI or something too. Or it was like some sort of robot AI thing. I don't even remember. It's a good podcast. Okay, last message of the day.
Hello, girls. This is Stacey from Wisconsin.
Hello.
I just was listening to your Mail Day episode, your newest one. I just want to say, Becky, I'm so sorry you had such a crappy birthing situation. That's just horrible. Mm-hmm. The more I listened to you, the angrier I got. Oh, my God, girl. I'm so sorry. So that just sucks. Also, unrelated, a couple weeks ago, I just felt like I needed to laugh. So I spent a good amount of time trying to find that episode where Maria's demon voice comes out. I don't remember which one it is, but if you guys, like, listeners want to find it, it is hysterical. I rewound it like 3 or 4 times just to listen to it. It's so freaking funny. That's all I have. I got nothing else. So, again, Becky, I'm sorry, but I'm glad everything is okay now. And you enjoy that baby. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Maria's demon. That is, it's a sleep paralysis, but I think it's the second sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because it's not the first one. It's sleep paralysis 2, I think.
And I honestly think she has COVID.
Because it was end of 2019. That was like December 2019.
A few months before COVID hit.
She was sick for like
3 weeks, or she had that cough, yeah, like voice for like 3 weeks.
But I mean, if it was COVID, we probably would have gotten it too, because we were right next to her. But she was right, really sick with some lung thing for a
something
while. I honestly don't know if I've laughed that hard since.
I don't, that was,
we were dying. It was so funny. It was crazy.
The funniest thing that's ever happened.
It was kind of one of those, like, you had to be there things, but I think it, yeah, did translate on the podcast. But it was, we were cry laughing.
I listen to it occasionally, and yeah, it makes me laugh so hard.
It's so funny.
We gotta re-release that episode just to put it back into, yeah, rotation.
Just, I think we have an Instagram of it. We should just post Instagram again.
Yeah,
it's
I'll
so
post
funny.
That again.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for calling in, Becky. We are all on Team Becky, and let us know where to drop the funds for your lawyer, because we are all astounded. All right, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Alyssa Stettin.
That's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.